All right. So, man, it's been a long time. Y'all, what's going on? What's really going on with it? It's been at least about 2 weeks now, I feel like. Probably longer. I don't know. It feels like an eternity since I talked to y'all last, man. But, excuse me, hold on. Lately, man, it's been kind of crazy lately. I could just take you back from where we actually stopped, you know, and I can tell you what's been going on pretty much. And why I pretty much been out of the loop for a while. It's nothing bad at all. Somewhat, but, you know, overall, it's not a bad reason why I've been away. It's just, it was necessary for me to. But I'll probably still, you know, think about, you know, extending my time a little bit longer away from the podcast, is mainly because now everything is coming together. So I'm gonna need some time to actually get everything settled in here so we can actually start doing what the fuck we're supposed to do here. So let me get the proper induction. What's going on, everybody, man? Thank you for joining the podcast, the Higher Podcast, where we talk about things that elevate the brain cells, right? That's the motto. Okay, boom, got it. Now it's out the way. Let me tell you what the fuck's been going on, man. So since the last time we spoke, you know, I was supposed to be going on that little diet, little vegan diet, whatever. Obviously, I'm pretty sure you guys can tell that I failed it miserably, right? I failed it. But it's not like it's something that I can't, you know, I can't go back and do it. Like I said, it was supposed to be a learning process. Like the whole time I was doing it, I was thinking about what I was going to end up saying at the end of the 30 days. But for some reason, my mind wouldn't let me go past day 4 or 5. So I kind of just stopped it there. But in my defense, it had to stop mainly because I had to get ready to go to the hospital. My baby girl was born, Amaya. She's here now. You know, congratulations, baby. I love you. Welcome to the world. And she's here. And, you know, I had to spend 2 days at the hospital. And pretty much right now, we're just now getting home probably for a couple weeks now. But it's just, you know, we're still getting in the groove of actually, you know, taking care of her. Just mainly because whenever my first baby girl got here, we was kind of away from her for the first week and a half, first 2 weeks. So we got to, you know, we got to pay attention to her a lot more often now, you know. Like I said, for the first 2 weeks, I wasn't really sure what to do. Just mainly because, you know, I didn't have my daughter for my first daughter for the first couple of weeks. So anything that I was prepared for or that I didn't prepare for, they were already doing it at the hospital. So, you know, as far as making sure she's eating right, you know, taking the jaundice levels and everything else, everything turned out fine, you know. But it was still more the fact that this girl would not stay asleep throughout the night. And I don't think that's something that should be a surprise, because I know my baby girl, you know, she didn't do it. My first baby girl didn't do it, but, you know, but she's up all through the night now, you know. She'll sleep sporadically for two to three, then she'll sleep at 3 to 5, then she'll wake up like again at 7, you know, and she's up all the way up to like 10, you know. It's weird, you know, but she sleeps a lot. She does sleep a lot, but she's up a lot too. So I've been pretty much trying to get used to her schedule, and now that I'm kind of getting used to it, it's getting a little bit better. So I decided to come in here and I finally do a podcast, but it won't be that long today, just because, you know, I have to go to work in the morning. That's another thing too, man. Like lately, my life has been kind of going up and down, and, you know, like a roller coaster, just mainly because it was hard finding a job. You know, during the meantime, when I was, you know, at the hospital with my baby girl, I had another job, you know, pretty much. It was through a temp service. You know, EPG, Executive Personnel Group. The only reason why I'm calling out their name is because I'm hella pissed with these people. Like, and I actually want them to go under the water as far as, you know, what happened. Just mainly because they fired me. They fired me from the job just because, mainly because I had my daughter. Now, I know it's a temp agency, and this is the thing about North Carolina. North Carolina is pretty much an at-will state, meaning that they can really fire you for whatever the fuck they want to. They don't have to have a legitimate reason. They just have to have a good reason, or a reason at all. They just have to have a reason, you know what I mean? Like, the only thing that they can't, you know, fire you over, obviously, is a, you know, ethnicity, you know, sex, you know, all that stuff. You know, I guess we can go down the list. My mind's always on the brain fart. That's why I never finish my sentences. But, you know, just the basic things that we know about, you know, citizenship and things like that, you can't fire anybody from. But you can deter them from a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it's how it is in a lot of works, you know, almost all in the United States. You know, it's almost like a right to work, which is complete bullshit. Like, you see how we gotta live. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now you're telling me the fact that I got a job is a right to work. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I guess I get it, because a lot of people just don't even work. You know what I mean? So I guess it is a right to work. But with that being said, North Carolina is still an at-will state. So like I said, they can fire for whatever they want. I felt like I did everything that I was supposed to do in order for me to, you know, to protect my job. But apparently I didn't. I had like a, you know, the procedure I was telling you guys about earlier in the past, right? You know, I had got that procedure, but prior to me getting that job, I go to executive personnel group and I'm talking to them and I say, hey man, you know, I got a couple things coming up, you know what I mean? Like, so pretty much just giving the spiel about, you know, everything that's coming up, my appointments and of course the birth of my daughter. That was like the most important thing that I got to make sure you guys understand. Like, I made sure they knew that my daughter was coming, you know what I mean? So she told me, oh, that's fine, as long as you had documentation, da 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 da. Okay, cool. I got the documentation from the VA, which is where I got my procedure done at. I went to the VA, I got a note and everything else, emailed it. Cool, she said it was fine. So then I had to miss Monday because we were supposed to go in Sunday to get induced, but instead, we actually did go in Sunday to get induced, but, you know, she was supposed to go natural, you know, Shorty was supposed to go natural, and it didn't go the natural way, you know what I mean? Because it was just, I don't know, maybe her body just isn't, you know, meant to, you know, carry, you know, not carry, but meant to deliver a child naturally. I don't know. It was kind of BS. But the main reason why I wanted her to do it is because, you know, I wanted to cut the umbilical cord. But, you know, she wasn't really able to do that, mainly because of, you know, prior with our first daughter, we had a C-section also. So it was kind of like, you know, the chances of you actually going in and getting having a successful delivery, you know, naturally is what they told us, a 28% chance, you know. But I think it was just more of the issue of the fact that she wasn't dilating or anything like that. All right, but that was kind of, you know, a side story. But mainly I say that to say this, you know, I had to miss Monday of work because the baby had came that Monday, right? So whenever I had went back to work, I had went back to work Tuesday, and I had to be late on Tuesday because I had to sign an affidavit pretty much saying that I'm the daddy, you know what I mean? So whenever I signed an affidavit, I had brought it back, you know, well, I didn't even bring it back. I didn't even think it was low-key necessary for me to bring it, but, you know, I had my little hospital band on and everything else. But if an affidavit was going to be enough to, you know, to pretty much let you guys know that, you know, I wasn't going to be there, then I would have came with my affidavit. But still, I thought I was still secured because of the fact that whenever I had, prior to me even getting the job, like I said, I had let them know everything that was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to be late for a few days. Now, let's just do the math on it, right? I was out for Wednesday and Thursday, okay? And I was out for Monday. So I'm not sure how I got to where I was, because apparently I had got 6 points. When, you know, I guess in that job it was on a point system, but what I wanted them to do was I needed to see what that point system was. So whenever they had told me that I couldn't go back to the assignment, I was, you know, trying to figure out, like, what the hell going on? Like, hey man, I'm trying to figure out how I got 6 points when technically speaking I only missed 3 days. All right, so if it's 3 days, the only way I could have got 6 points was those days, you know, counting as 2 points apiece for those days. And even you could say what you want, but even when I was reading in a thing, like, there it said nothing about, unless I'm tripping, it said nothing about a point system. But to really save my ass and to really reassure myself, I asked for a handbook from the company EPG, and they weren't trying to give me no handbook, right? So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So what I ended up doing, I was mad, man. I'm calling OSHA, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling all types of people. I called my brother. I was like, man, it's wrong as two left shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell are they gonna fire me for you know what I'm saying, for me having my daughter and everything else? So I even tried to go to the point where, like, you know, I was doing all types of research, y'all. You feel what I'm saying? I'm doing all types of research. Like, damn, man. Like what's the reason why you know, you can't get fired in North Carolina from a job? And like I said, it was just the basic things, you know, citizenship, ethnicity, sex, all that stuff. And I got that. But when I looked down and it said pregnancy, so I kind of thought about it, and I was like, all right, so if it says you can't be fired for pregnancy, that would most likely pertain to women unless you are a married man. So that's where I'm kind of, you know, I'm gearing towards. So I ask questions about that, but I'm still doing research. You know, my suggestion to anybody in the world, man, don't go to no fucking tip agency if you do not have to. It is not the good. It's not a good. Only went through a tip agency was because of my background. No, my background is not crazy as fuck. It's not at all. But I mean, I do got some shit I do gotta take care of. You know what I mean? I really do. But my background is probably enough to make an employer say no, or not even consider me for a job. You know, and that's pretty much been the main reason. Like, my job search has been so off and so fucked up, just mainly because, you know, of North Carolina. I guess I can't say just North Carolina, just mainly because it's probably other states like that also. But this is more of North Carolina. I've been having issues with North Carolina for a while. You know, the only job that I'm able to get is, you know, general labor jobs, and even those jobs are somewhat bullshit. But yeah, man, that's kind of where I've been the last couple of weeks. I've kind of been on and off, and I'm not saying I haven't even been in the mood. You know what I mean? Like, it's still kind of hot out here, but I'll still, you know, take my time and do the podcast. But that's mainly why I haven't been doing a podcast. It's just, one, I didn't want to upload every day anymore, just due to the fact that the main reason why I was uploading every day was because of the vegan diet or whatever. So we're just gonna go back to our Sundays, you know, now go back to the Sundays and upload and go from there. But the last couple weeks I have been gone, it has been a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? Like, it really has. As far as the NBA season, as far as music in general, you know, like, let's talk about your boy Kanye for a minute, who still hasn't dropped the album of Donda yet. Don't know what the fuck is going on, but apparently this dude is stealing money from everybody. That's what the talk around the town is. Because if you guys didn't know, you know, Kanye West was chilling in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta to go ahead and try to finish up the album. And what he did was put up a live stream to pretty much, you know, pretty much teasing people, all types of shit. You know what I mean? Like, pretty much pretend like he's working on the album, which I'm pretty sure he is. He's working on the album and everything else. But you know what I think? Well, I think the idea of him scamming people was the fact of, you know, how him and Kim are going through, you know, the divorce or whatever. I feel like that's what that nigga doing. If he is scamming, he getting the money up for that motherfucking divorce. That's what it is. Cause I don't know if they signed a prenup or what, but that nigga Kanye is really on some shit that the fans are not really fans of. You know what I mean? Like, I just wish he would drop the album, so, you know, we can see what he's been working on. And it's a lot of songs. Like, it's like 20 songs on that motherfucker. And they all got features and everything else, but the features are really class A. You know, so I guess we're gonna have to really wait until the album to really figure it out. But from also what I hear too, I heard they just, you know, they stole some from this nigga and they leaked the album or something like that. But I'm not sure. So just keep tuning with that. And shout out to the baby, bro. You know what I mean? He's still doing his thing, man. He's trying, like, and I don't like the way the industry's really trying to blackball him for saying some homophobic comments. And in my opinion, I don't think we're homophobic at all. But that's just me. They weren't homophobic, man. Like, he probably said some gay shit. Yeah, sure. But as far as it being homophobic, no, it was not. I don't know why people keep saying that. It was not homophobic. Call it what you want. Be mad at me if you want. I don't care. That's not what it was. You know what I'm saying? And they really canceled my boy out. You feel what I'm saying? I was looking on the YouTube videos and everything else, how, you know, he was like, baby, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the whole crowd pretty much just let this nigga hang it. You know what I mean? But he did what a real nigga was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck it. The party keep going. You know what I mean? But if you guys, right after all that, man, he started getting dropped from headlines from all different types of shows. So he was pretty much booked for tours the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, but you can't stop an independent artist, especially when he already has a name for himself. You know what I mean? Like, that was like y'all trying to stop Tory Lane. You see how the fuck that backfired. You know what I mean? Like, it's only so much could do now. The only thing that was going to happen with Tory and the baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep guys like that, you know, from the industry for too long. And the only thing that's going to happen is every time they make a song, they're going to try to bash the song, which is going to make them retaliate in a way that fans aren't going to like. And I feel like that's one way they're going to get blackballed. If they were to get blackballed, which, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Tory Lanez is pretty good at response, like responses and everything else. And so is the baby. You know what I mean? Like, I think the baby's, you know, a little more, you know, open to replying to certain things, like, and you know, not really giving a fuck about it. But when it comes to, like, you know, watching what they say to say the career and everything else, man, I think they're still in good hand. You know what I mean? They're all right. They're good artists. You know what I'm saying? So I hope for the best for them. And then last but not least, when it comes to the music, Drake, we're still waiting on Drake Certified Lover Boy, but there still has been, you know, a lot of good albums that, well, a lot of good songs and maybe even albums that came out. I really haven't been focused on it for too much, but I do have my phone here and we can see what's been really been coming out lately, because, you know, I really haven't been keeping up tabs. I'm just waiting on certain music, certain people to come and, you know, do what they gotta do. But hey, so for the new music, you know, we got a couple of them, you know. YNW Melly came out with a song, you know. Yeah, YNW Melly came out with an album. You know, Jennifer Hudson came out with her Respect album for the movie, for the Aretha Franklin. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. She's doing a real good job, man. She's such a good actor, and she got a voice on her too, man. Shout out to her. K Camp came out with an album. Oh, I'm about to listen to that. Yes, sir. K Camp. Benny the Butcher. You know, if you want to look at all the, you know, all the new music, of course, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that keeps up with the music. But yeah, for sure, man, go to Apple Music and go to, you know, go to new releases. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to listening to the K-Camp album and YNW Melly. I look forward to listening to that. And that's it for the, as far as songs. And now we're going to go to sports just for a little bit, you know, because, you know, I love sports. You know, Lakers is my favorite team of all time. And Lakers are built for a championship. Now, the offseason moves that's been going on are really fucking OD, man. And I love it. I love it. But it's getting back to that one-sided basketball squad now. Now they're saying the East is still, you know what I mean? The East is jacked and everything else. I still feel like the conferences are still even when it comes to a sense. There's still the same amount of powerhouses on the West Coast than it is the East Coast. It's even. It's more even now. You know what I mean? And I like it. I like it like that. Versus how it was a couple of years ago when the West always had their stacked squads. I'm talking about always was stacked on the West. You just couldn't beat a Western Conference team. I don't know what it is, but you know, as things are kind of changing, you know, I'm just really excited to see what's gonna happen with the Nets. Just mainly because we already know what's gonna happen with the Knicks. I mean, not the Knicks. Excuse me. We already know what's gonna happen with the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be injuries. Just know that it's gonna be injuries, but with the roster this deep for the Lakers, man, there's no way in hell they're gonna miss the playoffs, let alone drop under 500 basketball, let alone not being a top three in a conference. There's no way in hell. It's just that they really are built for a postseason, but that's, you know, regular season, that's fine. What I would suggest, and like, you know, my suggestion really won't go anywhere or too far at all. But what I want to see is pretty much, you know, I want to see rotations throughout the fucking season, man. Don't have LeBron starting every game. Don't have none of these niggas starting every game. If you want to save your players, don't have them starting. Y'all have the type of team that you can literally rotate like y'all niggas playing baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, it's so many different rotations you can have. You don't have to have the same guard starting once. You don't got to have the same, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to have the same of anything starting. I would suggest you put in a rotation. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably the best way to keep your players, you know, keep your players going. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they call load management, but shit, man, as many injuries have been going on, bro, you ought to load manage a lot of these motherfuckers, especially the people that's getting old. Like, injuries are just so often in basketball now, man. Like, it's crazy how often people get injured in basketball. And, you know, obviously we've seen it last season where injuries really took a toll on the whole NBA playoffs. Like, teams that was in there, you know, not saying that the Bucks wasn't deserving or the Suns wasn't deserving, but we all know that if injuries did not take a part in them playoffs, man, them teams were, we wouldn't even be talking about those teams. We would still be on the same realm of the Lakers and the Nets. We would still be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not so much of the Lakers just because of how the fuck they were playing, but they have been injured since like the middle of the season, so it was kind of hard for them to bounce back, and the turnaround was just too high for them to actually, you know, be healthy enough for them to win another championship. So they needed this break. That's what they really did, and I'm glad that they lost because they needed a revamp. LeBron needed to chill out. AD definitely needed to fucking chill out just because he couldn't stay healthy. Yeah, man, so I'm definitely excited about the Lakers. Chicago Bulls is looking real good. You know what I mean? Lonzo was probably one of my favorite point guards of the game now. Even though he doesn't do much, but I just like the way Lonzo plays. I like his style of play. He's a pass first guard, but I really want him to start scoring. I know he can fucking score. He really can. But see, the squad that they got in Chicago was all right too. You know, they got DeMar DeRozan going to Chicago. Then you got your boy AC, the former Laker, going to Chicago. So he's getting paid for it too. So it's a really good deal, man. Like, they're trying to come up. Every team is trying to come up. The Miami Heat, they got Kyle Lowry. You know, PJ Tucker just let the Bucks go to the Heat. That's good. That's a straight defensive squad, you know, over there. You know what I mean? But they still not going to fuck the Lakers. I don't think there's anybody that's going to fuck the Lakers, man. For real. Klay Thompson, I hope he comes back healthy. I want a full, healthy season by Klay Thompson. I want to see the Warriors come back up. You know, CP3 to sign another four-year deal for $180 million. Dope. You know what I'm saying? Now they got pretty much the whole squad coming back. Almost, I will hope so. You know, of course, you know, D Booker, Stan, Ayton, Jay Crowder. I don't know where he went. I think he's still there. I don't know. Dallas Mavericks. I heard the Dallas Mavericks are getting some good shit coming in. The best part about Dallas, man, you know they're going to be all right because, you know, Jason Kidd is there. You know, Jason Kidd is about to be the head coach for Dallas Mavericks. And that's going to look real good on Luka. You know, it's not much Luka has to change, bro. Like, the only thing he has to do is it's pretty much, you know, get some people around him to get involved. Like, he gets people involved. He's a walker triple double if he wants to get it. But, you know, he can't help it if the niggas can't shoot. But Luka's a hell of a player, man. He really is. Young guy, hell of a player. He's dope. Who else is looking good this year? Not the Kings, but I do have hopes that the Lakers will do something to try to get Buddy Hill. Or just try to get another certified shooter. You know, Buddy Hill was the next. He had the most three-point shots made right after Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry number one, then it was Buddy Hield. So if we can bring Buddy Hield in, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's hella dope. That's probably going to solidify the shooting when he was probably shooting at like 43% last year. And then you had Wayne Ellington. You got Trevor Ariza, Carmelo Anthony, and who else did we get? But out of six shots, they're shooting 43% out of six shots, you know, or six shots. So that's pretty good. You know what I mean? They're not volume shooters. They're not volume three-point shooters. So, you know, Wayne Ellington, they're all, you know, former Lakers, you know. Wayne Ellington was a former Laker, and, you know, off of six shots, he'll average you 43%. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? The most he's probably going to shoot a game is probably about three or four, maybe max six. But being like, you know, he's on the Lakers now. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be different, bro. He's going to be getting that ball a lot more. One thing we have done is we got some decent shooters. We got a lot of decent shooters versus having one person we can rely on shooting and then everybody else being mediocre. You know what I mean? And that's what it was last year. So we got a lot of OKs versus mediocres. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's not really the same thing. I think mediocre is pretty much like, you're like a 30-some percent, you know, three-point shooter. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's mediocre. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a okay and a decent three-point shooter is like right at 40%. Well, that's actually pretty fucking good if you're shooting 40% in three. That's really good. So if we got those guys shooting 40-some percent, then, you know, that's all we got. We got like four of them. That's all we really need. But if you bring Buddy Hield, that's a certified shooter. You know what I mean? And then we got four other dudes who can pretty much help him out if, you know, one goes down or something like that. But I'm really excited for the season, man. So we're waiting on that. Nah, that's pretty much it for basketball. You know, I don't want to talk y'all to death. I don't even want to talk myself to death. I'm about to go in here and I'm about to go roll up my blunt so I can go eat. And I got to go to work in the morning. So it's been real, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. And sorry for the delay. But I'm going to let y'all know now it's probably going to be another little delay. I'm not sure exactly how long. Cause now it's gonna be to the point where I gotta put, you know, all this shit in the studio. You know what I mean? I gotta get my TV right because I'm about to bring my gang back here. It's about to be a whole bunch of live shit. Furniture's about to come back here. I gotta get all my cameras, man. It's about to be fucking lit. But yeah, man. Thank y'all. Pretty soon, man. Hopefully I wanna comment y'all next time with an interview versus just me talking. And then whenever we come with the interview, we gonna indulge in the conversation like we are now with the interviewer. So, man, thank y'all, man. I love y'all. I will see y'all soon. Sorry for the wait, man. Sorry for the wait. All right, y'all. It's been real. Love y'all. Hiya.